Colin, goalless draw for the final game of the season, but did you think your side had enough to have taken 3 points?
I think so. I think that would be a fair assumption to make. First half we had the winds at our back, and it was always going to be whether we could go and take advantage of that. Nairn set up to frustrate us, and the press was really good, and they made it hard for us to get control of the game, although we did create some really good chances. And then second half they've come at us in the same sort of manner we went at them, but I thought we handled the weather really well. I thought we moved the ball about, we looked dangerous on the counter, and some of the chances we've missed, it's gilt edge stuff, and that's the difference between us finishing where we have 7th currently, but potentially 8th depending on what Turriff do, but and then breaking that top 6. So yes, it's been a really good season, it's been a steady improvement on last season, but there's definitely room for improvement going into next season, which I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, I think it's like one of those ones, better decision making maybe in the last third, and that's the difference between 1 point and 3 point.
Yeah, it's just clinical. It's just taking chances, and it's not something we've had to worry about this season. I mean, we've scored a lot of goals. It's the one thing that I thought we were doing well. But we didn't take chances today. We didn't take them, and that's the long and short of it. Defensively, really solid today. And again, I spoke about it a few weeks ago. It gives the attacking players a platform to go and play the game, and everything but the goal. It did. They were free-flowing. There was some good play, some good through balls, some good movement. Just that chance, just that final killer edge. But yeah, it's coming. It'll come.
Yeah, definitely. So that's your end of your first season as a manager in a Highland League.
Mm-hmm.
How's it been for you?
A roller coaster. The wins are sweeter and the defeats hit harder. But no, I've loved it. It's one of them things that it's when you play and you never really think about the next step, you just want to play. And I kind of feel like when the opportunity came, I was kind of just sink or swim, get chucked into it, and I've loved every minute of it. And having people like Kev and Thoyers around about you, and Xander, who helped in the short term, and it's been brilliant. I've really enjoyed it. But yeah, honeymoon period's over now. It's just now we're going to pick it up and we build for next season. And it's my first summer where we look to what we can do with the squad and see who goes, see who comes in, and we go again and we improve on what we've done this season.
One thing that has been good to see the last wee while is you've made Christie Park a harder place for teams to come to.
Yeah, I think you have to have good home form. I think the best teams in the league don't lose points at home, and that's a basis to go and challenge for cups and trophies, and that's where we want to be ultimately. Alan put some really good foundations in place here, and it wasn't easy for him. It was a slog for the first couple of years, but he got the team to a position that when I came in, it was just a case of trying to pick up that mantle and run with it. And yeah, the home form has been really good. It's been difficult to break us down here, and the club does things right. The club is brilliant. It's a cracking family club. The kids club, they do the hospitality and that, and the atmosphere that we can generate here as a club is frightening. And teams don't like it. It makes it horrible for them to come, and our players feed off it. So if that continues, we'll continue to put the performances on at home.
Stephen Elmore, drawing your final game at Nairn, boss. What was your take on that?
Pretty even game. Both teams looked to try and win the game kind of late on. I think if you look back over the chances, Huntley probably had the better chances. Although I felt that we had a stonewall penalty in the second half when Harry Hennin was brought down, that for whatever reason the ref and the officials didn't see it. But yeah, probably over the course of the game, a draw was probably fair, and obviously a draw suits Huntley better than it suits us in terms of final league standings. But can't fault the boys' effort, their desire to compete in the game. I think made it difficult with the wind. The wind was a big factor today. The pitch was quite wobbly as well. So I think if you're a fan watching the game today, you probably didn't have a huge amount to cheer about. But can't fault both sets of players really. The endeavour, you know, it got a bit. Spicy at times and a bit tasty, which is always good. But I think a draw was a fair result.
A shout out away from home as well for you.
Yeah, another clean sheet. But yeah, just a little bit frustrated that we weren't all a bit braver in the final third, and we weren't able to convert any of the chances that presented themselves, because we knew we had to come here and win if we had any aspirations to finish 7th, which would have been good. But when I look back over the season, you know, in terms of comparing the last season, we've won more games than we did last season. We've accrued more points than we did last season. Scored more goals, and our goal difference is positive. Just I think we're +1 for the season. So good. When you look at those metrics, I think the boys can be proud of what they've achieved, and they've also got a cap in the cabinet as well. So yeah, overall a pretty satisfying season.
I have to give a special mention to Ross Stokely. Started with Huntley back in 95-96, mm-hmm. and he's came full circle and he's made his final appearance against Huntley.
I thought it was written in the stars when he lined up for that free kick and he was going to bend one in. That would be a lovely way to end it. But I spoke around the week about Tokes and how positively he's impacted our squad. You know, a few eyebrows were raised when we brought him in at 42-43. But he's been a colossus for us. I mean, I think he's over the course of the kind of season and a half that he's been with us, he's made over 50 appearances at 45. It's quite incredible. But that's testament to him, and it's testament to the appetite and desire that he has to continually turn up on a Saturday and want to compete. And you even see in his game today that he's still got that hunger. And if you could bottle that up and give that out to some younger players, you would, because it's so infectious. And he's a credit to himself how he carries himself and let's say how he's impacted our younger players. And a brilliant career, a phenomenal career actually, when you look at when he started here in 1995, when the boys were saying, I think Coolio was number one at the time, so most of our squad weren't born then. But it's he's done a brilliant job, and he can be very proud of what he's achieved.